tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes, this is the Double Dosage After Show, and I'm your host, V. I'm fired up this morning, or this evening, depending on how you want to look at it. This is ridiculous. This stuff is all too much. I know everyone that I work with have had technical issues and repeated technical issues that should not be there. Nobody has that much bad luck for all the things to happen to one individual. You know, we're getting to a point where we can throw out that whole psyop of, you know, of these people saying, oh, that person's paranoid. Because the government's oversaturated the population with victims. It's oversaturated. There are people stepping up everywhere. There are organizations. The advert that you heard during the show there was from an organization. You have organizations against what the government's doing right now. You know, if these people were adept at any of the stuff that they're doing, nobody would know about it. But they're inept. They're greedy. And it's, you know, power mad. So they think they're going to do things by force and lies. That'll get you down the football field, you know, that might get you 3 or 4 yards running plays, but you're not going to win the game without some Hail Marys. And that's what we're going to end up pulling here.
The Immaculate Reception.
Yeah, so we have Melvin Punch here with us. I don't know, do we have Theo today?
I'm here with it tonight.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What's going on with you, Melvin?
Well, I was sitting here listening to you guys' commentary. That's some real scary stuff. You know, the stories that they tell you when you're a kid that, you know, terrifies you, makes you want to put the blanket over your head and just, you know, think it's going to keep you safe. The stories you guys are telling, the scary stories for adults, it's terrifying stuff. I guess the tinfoil hats are not going to work as far as stopping this infiltration of our devices and, you know, our personal freedoms, our, you know, the things that they're doing to just keep tabs on all of us. To what end? To what purpose? They want to know who's the good guys and who's the bad guys. Like you said, they're the ones that's creating these people that are basically martyring themselves because they done something traumatic to them or to someone that they cared about, and they're creating their own adversaries. This technological edge that they have, though, that they're holding it over our heads like a sword, ready to chop our heads off. They got this technological edge. There's a lot of smart people out there in the listening audience, and like I said repeatedly, you two gentlemen, you know, V and Rob are two of the smartest individuals that I know. I mean, you're more aware than probably 90% of the population. But there's got to be some way to negate the advantage that these guys have over us technologically. I've read some accounts about how a massive solar flare can take out all their tech. It just wipes the whole planet clean, more or less. Takes the playing field right down, makes it level. Everyone's on the same same level then.
No, that would be terrible for us because their underground bases are magnetically shielded.
Really?
Yes. there are people who
big Faraday cages.
Well, Faraday cages, that's old news. There's far more advanced stuff. There's something literally called magnetic cloaking now.
Like the Klingons.
Well, there's some people here in Europe, some universities that were working on this. I've read stuff that came out in 2014 about this, and that's going to be a part of my next documentary, actually. Well, second to next documentary, to make this knowledge more public. Magnetic cloaking, objects being invisible to frequencies. But anyways, the entire underground military industrial complex is magnetically shielded. These are the assholes who probably have protection against remote neural monitoring. Who knows? From the NSA. But it's I'm sorry, I interrupted you, but that would put us even more at a disadvantage. As a matter of fact, one of the contingency plans of the shadow government of the NSA is if everybody does find out, you know, the world at large finds out that they are doing mind control, voice-to-skull synthetic telepathy technology, and the people riot, one of their contingency plans, they're going to use these cell phone towers, they're going to use the satellites, they're going to do a worldwide mind attack, whether it's an effect of a nauseator, that neural interruption, and puts everybody down, either briefly or permanently, or it'll be a mind wipe, and we just all turn into feral animals and kill each other while they get to be on the ground and start society all over again.
It's quite possible.
That's what's going to happen.
The tech definitely exists to do that. Wasn't there a town in Russia, I think, that was testing something when everybody in the village area, I mean everybody, would fall asleep at the same time and then wake up at the same time. So that tech is definitely out there. As far as the tinfoil hat goes, your blood's going to circulate through your body where all the nanoparticles are anyhow as well. So just keeping it into your head just that I don't think it's good enough. Yeah, I went there.
like I said, real scary stuff, guys. But, you know, it's real. It's real. It's upon us. It's upon
us. It's beautiful technology, though. But it's in very scary hands. They could do remote healing with this type of frequency stuff, but they're choosing not to because there's no money in healing and curing. There's money in keeping it safe.
Absolutely.
There's nothing in it for them as far as control. Even more than money, these people are after control. They want a remote control society. No free thought. Just they want slaves. They value slaves more than they value money.
Absolutely.
George Orwell, 1984, has come to fruition.
Yep, the EMF is the invisible whip, isn't it? Just and they can attack us so many ways. They could beam your partner or spouse or something, and you're going to have a really bad day after that. You know. They'll get convinced you're out cheating or doing something, or you every time you pick up your phone, you're doing something wrong. And it can make your life hell, keep you from doing your work. Because if we shed light upon the world, the shadows go away. That means shadow government, too. So we do got to enlighten this planet at all costs.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. But, you know, not to get off topic or anything, but what sort of entity would try to create a world like that where they have the control and everyone's a slave and they, you know, they got the ability to press a button and make you disappear. That doesn't sound like something coming from, you know, God. To me, it sounds really Satan.
Melvin, remember last week you asked me about the reptilians?
Yes.
That's it was, they're not literally reptilians, but those are people. That's the scumbags of our society. This is the anomaly, the psychopath. And we have all let them have positions of power.
Well, I'm not sure if what you said that they're not literal reptilians is actually true. I've read an account where one of the people that works in Buckingham Palace actually observed the Queen of England for a brief second transform into reptilian physically and then transform back to herself. So this cloaking thing that you said that they have power over, they can probably alter their appearances. And if they were some sort of, I think Elon Musk made a statement that he said that he feels that there's aliens among us. There are other species from other galaxies that are actually among us, looking like human beings, like you and I.
They absolutely are. But as far as the shape-shifting reptilian thing, I've seen the videos. I've seen the stuff where it's supposedly catching their eyes, changing, and things like that. I've done a lot of research into the forensics on that. A lot of it's just pixelation, signal interference, because these people are being hit with some frequency to alter their looks or something. I don't know. But I don't really subscribe to the shape-shifting. It's metaphorical. As far
gotta
as I know.
Interject here. During my travels, I've had the joy of being able to meet many people. And I have, without digital cameras or anything, been approached by reptilians that are not of a bad nature, that are actually warring each other. And I have seen with my own eyes the actual person, more than one, and I can say that it is not only just real, that it is and that just, there's good ones. And I really hope that in your travels, you'll be approached by one of the reptilians that's actually fighting this system. I have seen this with my own eyes because it blew me away. Because I was always explaining like you do. I could see digital things that it maybe the signal was bad or didn't pick up quite right and the eyes went funny and this and that. Until with my own eyes, away from devices, having a conversation, I was approached by somebody.
Robert.
It blew my mind a bit.
Robert.
I wasn't on drugs or nothing.
The NSA has been doing Scooby-Doo stuff, and the CIA has been doing Scooby-Doo stuff for a very long time. They have holographic tech, okay?
True.
With our air is plasma-sized. We have
absolutely.
These things. We have these
you
things.
You can try to rationalize something. I really hope that you get approached.
Hold on. No, the thing I'm going to tell you right now. There are these things because they used to hit me with the solid shadow creatures, shadow people, that the shadow people op, and I would see these things, and I would in my research, and that's how I know it's really them, because after I became knowledgeable, it stopped. When I seen, because I've seen the little imp demon, and then the shadow people, and then once I found out that they are able to manipulate what you see through heart-like structures, because our atmosphere is metallicized, on top of there's these things in your eyeballs called magnetophosphates. And there's a combination of things. they can hit you with a signal projection, and that is what will manifest in your mind.
Well, V, you like it's like hit them with the bop gun, right? Like Bootsy. But when I hear Rob say his take on it, and then I hear your take on it, you guys remind me of probably how Joe Citizen is out there in the listening audience saying, well, there's one group that's saying, well, these guys are saying actually factual information. Then there's another group saying, nah, that can't be so. That can't be so. But I'm sitting right in the middle of it all, and my mind is open to all possibilities, all different realities. What you were stating about the shadow creatures and the impish and the things that you've seen, I've seen these things firsthand right in front of me. And like you said, it could be a projection or some sort of a magnetic or electronic type interference, even with my own perception ability. And you said these things stopped once you did the research as a scientist and figured what it possibly could be. But it also could be that that's what they wanted you to believe, that they don't exist.
They want me to believe science and not hokey legends. Oh, dear me, oh my.
There are certain things that we cannot explain. Scientists have said that there are realities that exist right alongside of ours, like slices of cheese in a package. And, you know, it's, sometimes they merge. They meld into from one reality to the next.
Well, and, that is the explanation for phenomena such as ghosts.
Right, yes. Exactly. Yes, but they also say that there are different realities as far as like the past, the present, and the future all existing at the same time. So you're thinking back to a memory
that is
a new child. Yes.
But how I came up with my plan. Well, hold on. The NSA is goddamn terrified of me because once I learned, well, as they were attacking me, years ago, I learned that these problems I'm having are not from within, they're from without. And I just tagged the government agency responsible to it. And in that moment, I said, oh yes, I'm going to have these people done in 10 years. And in a quantum moment, past, present, and future collided within my mind. And I saw them having the hell that I'm bringing to them now over an expanded 10 years. I planned everything within an instant. Okay? And they said one of the reasons why he won't leave me alone is because they want technology that can do that. They want enslaved people that have that ability to tap into all of existence at once. Because my plans are going according to plan. No, everything's on schedule.
I don't think everything is beamed at us. I'll give you an example. We was talking about ghosts. My brother died about a year ago. He's never been to my house before here in Turkey. Didn't even know where I live. I seen him in my living room as clear in physical form as anybody who would just walk through my door that I was expecting. I didn't know he had died. And then I found out the next morning he had died. And other people report this too. So I think we're more than just alive. We do have interdimensional type realities collide with us from time to time. And dimensional cloaking is also something that can theoretically, even through physics, go on. How if you're not a high enough vibration, you can't see, let's say, the ships that are over many of the cities around this planet. But if you raise your vibration up, you'll see them. They're cloaked and it'll go away. This is a deep topic. It's impossible to prove. So, you know, I try to go at things that I can prove, you know, but I know my life experiences it. I know how to discern things. It's really interesting, this topic.
Yes. But, you know, certain things have no explanation. And if it can be perceived, you know, conceived in the human mind, it can be perceived in the palm of your hand. We create our own reality. They have computers now that work on atoms. And since atoms are comprised of in everything in reality, that means we have the ability to interact with atoms because we're atoms ourselves. And so we can influence reality. Like I said, if it can be perceived in the mind, it can be conceived in your hand. That's how all of these devices and amenities and great inventions, it all started with someone visualizing it in their mind. They conceived that thought of that. They saw it in their mind's eye, and then they made it reality. So we're all tied into that sort of thing. But the shadow creatures, you know, things like that, things that have no explanation. There are just too many accounts that other people have seen, and I've experienced myself. You said you've had an experience or two, V. I was sitting in a building that was basically isolated from everything else, and because I was deep in thought and going through some traumatic moments, I saw a shadow with, you know, the full face of the figure of a face with a hat on and shoulders and arms lean forward from another room, the complete shadow, as if someone had leaned forward. I seen the perfect outline in the shadow. But when I got up to look, it was nothing there. And then I heard the physical knocking on the door. There was no way anyone could have left that I wouldn't have heard them. Then when I went before a mirror glass cabinet that had like designs in it, it wasn't like a perfect mirror, one like pure piece of glass. It was like window panes. And as I walked, if I was standing there, I seen a figure walk in front from frame to frame to frame, from mirror to mirror to mirror, right before my eyes. There was no one there. And I'm
thinking, seen the Men in Black.
Seen that. But
that's called the Men in Black phenomenon.
But I sat down on the sofa, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? I actually felt physical pressure on my leg as something was rising up from the sofa. And, you know, it's... You know, because the person that owned property before me was a sex offender, supposedly molested his daughters, blah, 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 some pervert in there. But I can feel something hard coming up between my legs, and that's when I jumped up and ran out of the house.
You know, okay. Yeah. Well, Melvin, let me mirror that with my experience. After I became targeted by the unnecessary, I was having... along with the shadow people thing, I had the hag, the old hag thing, where you wake up and you feel somebody sitting on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was at that time. Yeah, I mean, after I realized that the shadow people thing were just projections. And I thought to myself, why am I feeling squeezed all the time? And because they were trying to put me in Pavlovian training. Anytime I would do something they didn't like, I would feel like my chest was caving, like I couldn't breathe. Something equivalent to, and I know they're squeezing me magnetically. Again, we all have these nanomaterials circulating in our blood, these nanometals.
That's the scientist.
I literally felt like I'm being crushed at my core every time I did something that they didn't like. But they're telling me, they're bending my ear, they're telling me, we don't want you to do that.
Also could be trying to prevent you from doing good. It could be the evil entities that are not man-made, that are doing. There have been accounts of, like you said, the old hag sitting on someone's chest while they're sleeping. That goes back hundreds of years. It's been documented.
Yes. But Melvin.
Yeah,
just about
that.
But Melvin, magic is a primitive way of talking about science. So
yep.
We have had the Illuminatards of thousands and thousands of years. This isn't a new cult. And they all have high priests that guard relics. Mm-hmm. Only the high priest can see these relics. Only the high priest can know anything about these relics. Technology, either knowingly or unknowingly, in some scenarios, have been passed down through generations and generations of secret cult priesthood jackasses. Okay? This technology is guarded for the aliens or whoever, the extra-dimensional people. So to say that it happened centuries ago, that doesn't mean anything, knowing what I know. It just means this is a continuation of what's going on right now. And I want to point out, just to also go along with what you're saying, remember Candy Jones? I don't know if anybody remembers Candy Jones. She's a sex slave. Well, she was a woman who believed she was being abducted by aliens, convinced she was being abducted by aliens, but later found out it was the CIA.
Yes, I heard that story.
And you know, becoming a sex slave.
But with all the planets in our solar system, they just remapped it and said that there are so many planets that could sustain life that was similar to ours, and I mean, just a fraction. If you look at, you know, how many stars there are in the sky, and that each one represents a sun, and then there are planets revolving around them, and depends on if the planet is too close to the sun, or how hot the sun is, or how far away it is from it, if it's can sustain life as we know, you know, life to be biological, carbon-based, you know, life forms. But those are the ones, the planets they were looking for. And they said there are hundreds of millions of planets that possibly could sustain some sort of humanoid-like life form on it that are much, the planets are much older than ours. There's even been some discussion about Mars, how maybe a million years ago, it may have been as lush as Earth, and either through some meteor strike or maybe warfare on the surface of the planet itself, it made it the barren wasteland that it is today. But if these individuals do exist in other galaxies, and you know, their science would be like magic to us. We'd be the primitive ones. We'd be like basically apes in a zoo next to an NSA operative with all the high tech gadgets like on his body. We just would be so far below them in as far as technologically below them. But they say that this planet was seeded by species from another planet. They came here to mine the gold that supposedly, because gold is everyone knows is the best conductor of electricity. If you have gold wires in anything, even most of our devices have some sort of gold in it. And if you look at man's obsession with gold, it seems like it was kind of like embedded in our DNA, that we just have this gold fever. But they came here to mine the gold, and that they felt that they were too advanced to actually, even though they had machines that can drill like through solid granite, they can drill a hole that was 12 inches in diameter, half a mile down through solid granite just to get that gold vein and suck it out of there. Some talk about how it may have the gold was going to protect their planet from whatever environmental or, you know, creature-made scenario that was going on there. They needed the gold. But they mixed their DNA with all sorts of animals. And if you look at the hieroglyphics in the pyramids and in Egyptian structures, you'll see the man with the wolf's head, or then we have legends of the Minotaur, half man, half horse. And so if you can tie that into this other fairy tale that I'm spinning right now, that they tried their DNA with all sorts of that, even the like the bowl with the man's body.
Well, if Melvin ever gets to a point, it'll be after the break.
I guess so.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Get back into the show here.
Yes, Pete, I didn't mean to take up so much of the valuable time that is allotted to us.
I'll keep us involved, man. So is Mike.
I guess Mike don't want to hear it anymore either. But anyway, my point being that when they mixed their DNA with the DNA of apes, as we all know what the enlightened ones do, that's when they found Homo sapiens and human beings. So supposedly, since our DNA, their DNA is mixed with ours, and that's why you see the UFOs in the sky. They're monitoring us because they know that we're such warlike and technologically innovative creatures, such as they. We are part of them. We have their DNA cursing through our, well, not through our veins, but since we are of them, they want to watch us to make sure that we do not become a threat to their existence. So that was my point, that it's, I don't know whether life arrived on this planet on a meteorite, some bacteria on a meteorite that crashed back before the dinosaurs, or if this planet has been seeded. And if this planet has been seeded, then there probably are maybe hundreds of millions of other planets that may have been seeded. I don't know.
Okay, Melvin. Right now, we are an intergalactic reality TV show. Let's get to the Let's get to the lines here. I forget go to lines all the time. Forget to read the chat. Let's get to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I think I'm on. This is Mike in Kentucky, yes. Guys.
Hey,
you touched on a couple of things here that kind of led me to call in, which was one of the things at the last show and a lot of these shows seems like they're devoid of any hope. Now, one of you guys actually talked about the like there might be a warring faction or dissenters among some of these entities, and that they are maybe not in agreement with the bunch that want to enslave us. But I would ask you to look into some of the cosmetology that I've been reading about here lately that says the universe is actually extraordinarily young. If we're only talking about 11.8 to maybe 12.5 billion years old. Sounds like a lot, but
16 billion and still expanding.
Universe may actually last something crazy like, 30 trillion years. There's estimates that point to the idea, and, if you believe the Big Bang, which I don't, I think it's basically like Mike Rivero says, who worked for NASA, he says it's religion disguised as science. But, I think there's a lot of rubber rulers. There's a lot of rubber rulers that science doesn't consider. They did an infrared night survey last year in Virginia, or in the last couple of years, University of Virginia surveyed the night sky and found that there's three mini-galaxies that are merging in with the Milky Way right now, and one of those is the Sagittarius mini-galaxy, and we can see the other side of the galaxy where that larger cluster of stars from that is, but it actually arches up and over and comes down right where we're at. Now, there's some scientists that say, no, there's radioactive isotopes that show we're from the Milky Way, we're not from Sagittarius, but even if we're not from Sagittarius mini-galaxy, we could have been created, the Earth could have came into its Goldilocks position outside of the Milky Way in a much less noisy existence, so that there's much less cosmic rays. I don't know if you know about the 2004 gamma ray burst, which something like 72 hours before that Banda H tsunami hit. And there's just wide-ranging estimates. They can't even decide how far away that was, but gravity waves travel faster than light, so that if that yes. thing was 30,000 light years away, the gravity wave probably caused that earthquake and tsunami.
And so did they can't even agree on something.
Huh? No, the 2004.
Did you say that?
2004. It actually stripped off the upper reaches of the atmosphere and caused a change in the speed and direction of the jet streams. It's called.
What about the massive burst in 2012 on December 21st when the Mayans predicted the end of the world?
Well, there was two gamma ray bursts. One was in 2008, I think, or 2009, but the one in 2004 is still being studied, and they can't agree on how far away.
Let me interject here, because you said a lot of stuff there. First off, religion came from science. Nextly, you can predict the lifespan of our universe, yes, by the rate of the expansion, how it's slowing down. When it gets to the point in where it slows down and stops, then from that point on, it's going to be collapsing inwards. But I believe our universe is still expanding, and science is not able to actually explain why, but we think it's expanding even faster now. That would actually suggest that we are merging with something else. If our universe is expanding faster than the rate of the expansion of the instant Big Bang. Now, to your other point, 2004, supposed gamma burst from some galactic neighbor changing our jet stream. No, 2004. Look at HARP. You'll find your
answer. Look at HARP. Look at Superdome.
Other than that, go ahead.
Also, I want to point this out. Regardless of how many trillions of years we can wonder what's going to happen, we'd be spied on really bad and being manipulated by government entities right now, today, this moment. And this is what we really need to do with it. And we ourselves are the hope. We are the hope that things can change because we are doing something. You got to be your hope. If you want to see hope, go look in the mirror. I had to go there.
We are our own salvation, and you're absolutely right. If there's any hope at all, it's going to rest within the breast of man himself. But there are too many outside influences that are kind of like guiding this thing. I don't know if you want to call it extraterrestrials or God or the devil, but this thing seems like there's a puppet master behind the scenes pulling all the strings.
Well, let's say there is no reptilian overlord. I'll just throw that out there. If you're a ruling class family that has controlled this planet for over 5,000 years through handing down, like, the rights of king, the rights of ownership, they own the slaves, they own the money, they own the system, they oppress the lower classes, are you going to want to give that up? No, they don't. So they just continued it on, and as the tech has come along, they've used the tech any way they can to continue that. When the whip becomes invisible and we can be pitted against each other through various psyops, left wing, right wing, oh, you're this, you're that, you love this religion, I love that religion, let's fight each other. We're not going to get anywhere. So we do have to grow up and suck it up that we've been fooled, admit it, yep, we got owned, let's undo this. Then that's when the changes will, I think, occur much more readily and speedily.
I do feel your sentiment. But, I'm not the type of individual that if I found myself on, let's say, the Titanic and it sunk in the middle of the icebergs, and am I going to just sit there or am I going to try to swim? You really have no winds, but I'm still going to try to swim, in a direction, even though you can't see land anywhere around you, in some direction. So we can take some sort of, not control, but action to try to guide the outcome of this scenario. And even though the forces that are the convoluting forces that are, like gravity, just weighing heavily upon us might impede our progress or make us change our route or find an alternative, we still have some cards in the game. We still have, we're still in the game. We haven't been totally counted out of this thing yet. I don't know.
So long as we have the knowledge. The knowledge is the weapon. Okay? I know I've been told that my shows are a bit morbid. And, well, it's because this is a morbid world. And we're here telling you the truth as we know it and as we've experienced it. Yes, the show is morbid because I've been through some morbid things from some morbid organizations. And you are all about to be subjugated to these very people if you don't learn from my experiences and from the experiences of the people that come on the show.
Absolutely. Yes. You don't have to...
I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
People listening, you can do an experiment for yourself today. Have your phone off and go somewhere. We'll sit outside or something. I want you to think about owning a brand new black leather couch with the lazy boy armchairs on, the slings of lays back and all this, or any product you want. I want you to think about it very clearly and desire it. And then later when you turn your computer on or your phone, see what kind of advert comes up. See if what you were thinking about actually comes across your screen. And this would be a very definitive proof to you of what we're telling you about how we're being targeted, how we're being spied upon as being a reality.
Yes. So do you think that may have anything to do with the computer programs that they state are in the preliminary phases of development that run strictly on atoms? If they can make a computer that can do computations, and it runs no wires, none of that, you know, transistors, none of that crap. It just has wires, atoms in it that make that powers it. That does the computer function is done by atoms that they cannot access, you know, thought brain waves and thought patterns and like you said, make that a reality on something that they're trying to sell to you.
Yes, absolutely. I do think so. V did some great documentaries about this transhumanism and quantum entanglement, or known as also spooky action at a distance, is what you do if you have a pair of atoms. The experiments say this, and you do something and you separate them by distance. What you do to one atom is done to the other one, with no wires or no nothing. So let's say I can get you to breathe a nanoparticle. I have a pair of that, the twin of that particle over in an evil laboratory, and I start beaming thoughts of derision and worthlessness to it. You're going to feel what that atom felt in your body at a distance, because these are, yeah, you watch some of these documentaries about the transhuman agenda, and you're going to, in humanism, you'll see this in there. He did a really good job explaining it.
Thank you. Kudos to you. Thank you very much.
Really, you explained it very well in those.
Well, yes, and that is not just, well, I mean, I threw that in there to help explain how the synthetic telepathy works, how they have the AI talking to people in their heads, is yes, this is a simulated event. It's done to, and I only have theories about this. I don't have the science. This is where the science stopped for me. I don't have, either they have cloned, literally have cloned our brains, and they just have a big storage facility somewhere having our clone brains, and they're beaming, or maybe they have circuitry in these brains and making this disembodied brain have these thoughts and voices communicating with the computer, and it's simultaneously going on in your head. That's one possibility. I think that's far-fetched, but really, it's the chemtrails. So the chemtrails link us to whatever other apparatus. We have a EEG cloned simulation going on somewhere, whether it's done in a machine or a organic cloned brain, I don't know. I can only speculate.
Yes. You know, I used to see TV shows when I was a kid. They would say that, you know, one individual, like, he's might be homeless living under a bridge, but in the same span in an alternate reality that exists right alongside of the one that he's living under the bridge, and he's a successful businessman with a wife and kids and a white picket fence and good stock plan. So, but what Rob was saying about the your effect, what you also said, you elaborated on, what happens to one atom can happen in another to another atom simultaneously, even though they're directing all of their efforts on one particular area, but it's affecting another. That ripple effect definitely does, it resonates with me, and it sounds factual. Like you said, there's no science to prove it, the reality of it, but like I said before, if it can be perceived in the mind of man, it can be conceived in the hand of man.
Well, you can prove it's been done. It can be done. Prove it's being done is what makes us not get taken seriously. You know, makes us tinfoil hats. Sorry, V?
That part is proven. And Melvin, you switched your words around there. It's not one atom being that's rippling to the other. It's they're resonating.
Oh,
It's like for example, you hit a tuning fork really hard, and you have some glassware in the room. The glassware is going to vibrate the same. Simultaneously.
Well, okay. I guess I am confusing two different concepts, because I'm thinking about an experiment that I read about some years ago, that they were They were shooting at him through one of those gamma cannons that they have. And I don't know if they were actually trying to, it was a teleportation experiment or, I'm not sure exactly what they were trying to achieve.
It's the, what you're talking about is the split wave test, particle wave test. They're trying to see if atoms, or what we know as atoms, are waves or particles. And they have been proven to be both.
Yes. But what they did to one, they were focusing all of their, their tests, their bombardments, their, on one particular atom. But while that atom was affected, one that had not been the focus of their attention was also transformed, and it was going through an identical processes that the one that they were experimenting on. So it, although their focus was one point, it was having an effect on another point. That's something like the thing where they say if a butterfly flaps his wings in Taiwan, then you might have a hurricane here.
One way to view it, but that's aggregate. That's over a chain of events. The experiment you're talking about is what revealed the spooky action at a distance that Einstein was talking about.
Yes.
By observing the experiment, it altered the outcome.
Yes.
What they found. But how could they measure it without it being a form of observance? I always think about. By observing something, you can affect its outcome. So that shows you that we can manifest certain outcomes by looking at it.
And there's our hope, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what you
manifest. Everything that I put my energy towards and want to achieve is manifesting day by day. That is the hope.
The laws of attraction, isn't it?
All right, but one of you guys mentioned seeing one of your relatives dead before you knew they were dead, right?
Yeah, that happened to me about a year ago when my brother died. That never happened to me before.
I've heard of it happening before, and the reason I believe that it was true is because it was told to me independently by a 9-year-old who had seen it when they were like a preschooler, and they had seen somebody who had died in a car crash walking up the road that nobody knew was dead. Their car was over an embankment in a creek, and they saw them the night before they were discovered, kind of glowing and walking east, and it spooked the mom, and the little girl remembered it. And so I tried to convince them of the significance of what they had seen is direct evidence of some sort of a spiritual after-death realm. And so you can go from there into whatever belief system you want to confirm that, that we have a soul or spirit that goes beyond our physical life. And so there is something that's got to be factored in.
Wasn't there an experiment done by a doctor where he actually weighed a person?
Yes.
Took their weight as they died, and they found an actual mass change.
Two grams were lost.
Yeah.
Upon
that, I found that to be interesting.
Well, yeah, it would be.
We're more than just alive people. There's more to us than we've been taught.
Well, Einstein said
about that kind of thing, we'd manifest this world totally different. We would think these things away by wanting a oneness difference, if you would.
I would submit that the creation here that we're experiencing is in effect a soul factory. There's plenty of religions that argue that we had a pre-existence, but I don't believe that. And so the goal of these various entities is control. If we're dealing with warfare, then, in the religious realm, they describe that as spiritual warfare. But right now, this country and most of the industrialized world is in effect holding the entire soul factory hostage. Because in America alone, and you guys talked about, how bad it would be for an electrical EMP pulse or solar flare to stop their, you know, machinery, their spying and their devices, you know, with some kind of a, you know, electromagnetic disruption. The problem with that, of course, would be that, you know, there's something like 288,000 tons of Fukushima sitting around just in North America, like 90 sites, and most of these sites have been licensed and re-permitted to hold way more than their original permit was holding. So, like one place, I think, in Connecticut called the Patriot Plant has some crazy amount, like, you know, 14 times more than all of the rods at Fukushima. And every
right
one of those
nine. It's right up the river, that one.
So, huh?
That power plant's right on the Connecticut River as well, so they could quickly just flush their toilet out to sea, couldn't they?
You know, if we had some kind of a, if we had some kind of a magnum, you know, electromagnetic pulse type event, though, or a massive solar flare like the Carrington event in 1859, which you might see as a warning coming from somewhere, nature or the, you know, the true landlord, saying, look, you know, you guys need a plan for this. You know, it set telegraph offices on fire and blew up batteries and things. So, I mean, something like that happens today. We can't go back to horse and buggy days. That's the myth. We're, you know, this science fiction depicts the, you know, 10 years after the electrical grid goes down. Well, it ain't going to happen. I mean, unless you had, unless you've got globalists with some other contingency plan, for instance, like they intentionally implode Yellowstone to try to cover all of the industrial waste in North America with an 8-foot layer of Pompeii-like ash concrete, you know, of volcanic ash to try to preserve the planet, you know, the Southern Hemisphere. And a lot of the elite have New Zealand farms that they've got plans to escape to, you know. I don't think New Zealand's
going to. Well, they're not going to New Zealand if Yellowstone blows. That's like a meteor. That's like a dinosaur killer. You know, the meteor that decimated their species.
Sure.
Let Yellowstone blow. Let it blow. There's nothing that man can do. You know, we can just basically kiss our own behinds goodbye. There will be some species that will survive. The planet will be fine. It's just that everything on it will be affected. We all know this.
New Zealand ain't going to be, you know, better off, though, because just because they don't have nuclear stuff doesn't mean they haven't just dropped 1080 poison all over the place and killed the waters
and
all that around there. Yeah, I went there.
That's a topic for another show, guys. We have to end the show. We're out of time. So, as I said, thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for
pleasure talking with you, Mike.
And see you tomorrow night.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.